Nixon's Wax Program. Starring the King's Men. The makers of Johnson's Wax for home, industry, and agriculture bring you America's greatest vocal foursome, Ken Darby and the King's Men, with some noble music by Elliot Daniel and the orchestra, plus tonight's guest queen, the nation's most versatile singer, Miss Jo Stafford. While the royal court awaits the queen's arrival, here is your host, Ken Darby.
Thank you, Harlow Wilcox. With baseball in full swing across the country and millions of citizens busy thinking up new ways to insult an umpire, the King's Men and I would like to offer a vocal salute to the game's most vocal fans, the Bleacherites. It's called Casey, the Pride of Them All.
Oh, Casey's the guy with his eye on the ball, but mostly the ladies. Casey's the guy who's the idol of all, but mostly the ladies. Casey is mighty and manly, he'll murder. Casey's a dangerous gent, look out when he goes to bat. Hang on to your hat. He's batting 1,000%
with the ladies. Oh,
Casey has nerve and he knows every curve.
He's no hokey pokey.
He gets away with that old double play.
He's sure okey dokey.
Not bad.
He makes all the ladies go gaga, it's true. No wonder they swoon when he comes into view. He was the Sinatra of 1902. Casey, the pride of them all. Casey was wonderful, Casey was great. He swung the mightiest clout. They knew he would knock the ball out of the state.
And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow.
Alas, poor Casey struck out, out.
Casey's the guy with his eye on the ball, but mostly the ladies. Casey's the guy who's the idol of all, but mostly the ladies. You may think that Casey is through playing ball. The stands may be empty through summer and fall, but Casey's still swinging and missing that ball. Casey, the pride of them all.
Thank you, King's Men. Casey may have struck out, but I'm sure you boys scored with that one. Incidentally, you wrote that tune, didn't you, Ken?
Elliot Daniel and I did, yes. But what we'd like to do tonight is to make a hit with our royal guest, Harlow. The coming of the Queen has the King's Men a little excited.
In a mood for romance, are they?
Yes, indeed. I wonder if Queen Josephine has ever been wooed by a quartet before.
Well, I wouldn't know about that, but there's nothing better to help romance along than a love song, I always say. What do you always say, Ken?
I always say, come see, come saw,
and go my way.
Come see, come saw,
since you are gone, nothing excites me. Since you are gone, no one delights me, and I go on.
Come see, come saw,
midnight till dawn.
Come see, come saw,
what should we meet that would excite me, and should you smile that would delight me. I'd live again to love again.
Ah, but until then, come see, come sigh.
But should we meet, that would excite me, and
And now our royal guest approaches. A fanfare, men. Here comes the Queen. Ladies and gentlemen, the nation's favorite feminine singer, that queen of radio and records, and our special guest tonight, Miss Jo Stafford.
Thank you, Ken.
Welcome to the castle, Queen Jo. We're all your loyal subjects. These eager-looking beavers surrounding you here are the king's men themselves. This is Rad Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And John Dodson.
Mm-hmm.
And Bud Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy to meet you boys.
I'll take your coat, Your Highness.
Well, I'll take her coat.
I'll take her coat.
I'll take the coat now. Relax, fellas.
Well, thank you very much, fellas, but I left my coat in the car.
Oh, we hadn't noticed.
I must say, this is royal hospitality you boys dish out here, Ken. Do all your guests get the same treatment?
Just the girl guests, Your Majesty. And you're the first. We want you to feel like a queen, Queen.
Well, right now, I feel more like Red Riding Hood.
I see what you mean. Boys, stop breathing down Her Majesty's back. Bud, you're getting your glasses all foggy. And now, Queen Jo, if we can get things back to a more cultural level here...
Well, I don't know, Ken. I sort of like it this way.
Ah, I see. Well, your favorite faithful subjects have long loved Your Majesty's love voice in ballads, novelty tunes, and blues. But Your Highness has recently shown her listeners another bright facet of her vocal talents through her capital album of American folk songs. It is, therefore, most particularly for your musical versatility that the King's men have chosen you tonight as our guest queen.
And those are kind words, Ken, and thank you. I selected my first song tonight from the album you mentioned. It's called Red Rosy Bush. Wish I was a red rosy bush on the banks of the sea. Every time my true lover I lived in a lonesome hollow where the sun don't ever shine. If your heart belongs to another, then it can't ever. Oh.
Thank you, Queen Jo Stafford. That was beautiful. Thy Majesty's followers doth grow in number with every note.
Now thou disheth out flattery like a scullery maid disheth out stew. And thy queen doth love it.
Forsooth, the royal court thrilleth to thy regal presence, babe. Thy Majesty doth give the joint class. Where'd you get those sweet tones, Toots?
Well, I don't learn a song just by singing it on my way downtown on a streetcar. It takes work. In fact, I'm a great believer in homework, Ken.
Could you tell us more about that in a chorus and a half? Boys, let's give the Queen a hand with her homework.
Homework. I wanna do homework instead of an office. I wanna work home. Home and crocheting and meekly obeying the guy who comes home. A cozy kitchen to be in that pitch, and that's the thing I'm longing to do. To be the learning when a steak needs turning and what goes into a stew. Homework. I wanna do homework. A genius who sits and plans with pots and pans at home. A genius who bakes a pie that keeps a guy at home.
She claims she longs to settle with a steaming kettle and a frying pan and a pot.
And be the keeper of a carpet sweeper. That's the one ambition I've got.
Homework.
Homework. I want to do homework. A genius who has a way that makes him stay at home.
You call that working?
A genius who has what it takes to make.
Kitchen floors are like children's faces. The brighter they shine, the more you know how well they've been loved and cared for. Well, that must be the reason Johnson's new 1949 Glow Coat is outselling any other brand of floor polish by more than 2-1. Millions of women have known for years that there simply isn't any easier, simpler, better way to make kitchen linoleum shine, really shine, than by covering it with a tough, protective coating of Johnson's Glow Coat. And that's more true than ever now with the wonderfully improved new 1949 Glow Coat. For Glow Coat now goes on more smoothly, dries more quickly, shines more brightly than ever before. Yes, almost twice as brightly. Try the new Glow Coat soon. You do no polishing, no buffing. Just spread it on, let it dry, watch it shine. Then your floor is protected by a brilliant coating that prolongs wear, makes it easier to clean, and shines almost twice as brightly as before. Ask for Glow Coat tomorrow, G-L-O-C-O-A-T, at your dealers in the familiar yellow container with the bright red band.
You know, that Harlow Wilcox is a busy man, Queen Jo, and while he rides that plug on out the gate, the King's men are going to be busy, too. They're busy doing nothing.
Looky here, we're so busy doing nothing, working the whole day through. Trying to find lots of things not to do. We're busy going nowhere. Isn't it just a crime? We'd like to be unhappy, but we never do have the time. We never do have the time.
I have to watch the river to see that it doesn't stop. I stick around the rosebuds so they'll know when to pop.
I keep the crickets cheerful. They're really a solemn bunch.
Oh, hustle, bustle, and only an hour for lunch, and only an hour for lunch.
I have to wake the sun up. He's liable to sleep all day.
And I inspect the rainbows so they'll be bright and gay. I must rehearse the songbirds so they'll sing on key.
the hustling, bustling, hustling, bustling. Never a moment free, no, never, no, never a moment free.
Now I have to meet a turtle.
For what purpose, Bud?
Oh, I'm teaching him how to swim.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got to polish the dewdrops.
That's a most difficult occupation.
Well, have you seen them lately?
They're looking rather dim.
You think you're busy?
I'm meeting a sky full of robins.
By appointment?
Well, I told them I'd button their vests. Oh,
hustle, bustle.
I wish we could take a rest.
We're so busy doing nothing, working the whole day through. Trying to find lots of things not to do. Busy going nowhere, isn't it just a crime? We like to be unhappy, but we never do have the time, because we never do have, we never do have, we never do have enough
time.
Busy doing nothing all the time.
And now, while the boys and I rest up after all that work, Elliot Daniel and the orchestra reach back a few years to bring us an arrangement of some great tunes by Cole Porter. Anything goes, Elliot.
Wilcox again, and this is the time each week when Ken Darby and the King's Men bring us a slice of real musical Americana. Tonight's selection is a song which the boys have recorded under the MGM label.
Yes, and it's a song which has long been established in its own niche in the Hall of Fame of American music. We hope you'll enjoy Cindy.
Cindy, Cindy, Cindy,
mine. I wish I was an apple hanging in the tree. And every time a sweetie passed by, she'd
take a bite of me.
She told me that she loved me. She called me Sugar Plum. She threw her arms around about me. I thought my time had come.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'll marry you someday.
Now Cindy got religion, she had it once before. But when she hears my little banjo, she's first one on the floor. I wish I had a needle as fine as I could sew. I'd sew the girls to my coattail and down the street I'd go.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. Marry you someday. Marry you someday.
Vacation days are busy days for mothers. That's one reason it's such a help to have your kitchen linoleum covered with the tough protective coating of Johnson's new 1949 Glow Coat. Yes, this self-polishing floor wax does save work. Dirt, dust, and grime wipe right off its hard, brilliant surface. And it's so easy to use. Just spread it on, let it dry, watch it shine. It protects your floors against scuffing and spilled things, makes them shine like sunlight. And remember, Johnson's new 1949 Glow Coat will give your floors a shine that's almost twice as bright as before, with absolutely no polishing or buffing. Goes on more easily, too. Dries more quickly. The shine lasts longer. Actually, in just about 10 minutes, you can apply Johnson's new 1949 Glow Coat to the kitchen floor. 20 minutes to dry, and there you are, the brightest, shiniest, loveliest floor you've ever had in your kitchen. Try Johnson's new 1949 Glow Coat, G-L-O-C-O-A-T, soon. It's at your dealer's in the familiar yellow container with the bright red band.
Well, Queen Jo, your subjects are eagerly waiting for another song. Are you ready?
Well, I'd love to stick around a while, Ken, but I really have to get along home.
Oh, no. Well, you've only been here a minute, Queen.
Well, it's getting late. Our time is running out.
I'll stop the clock. We'll get more time. We'll buy another half hour from Mr. NBC. Hey, Bud, Rad, John, she's leaving.
Oh, no, Queen.
No.
Well, it's awfully cozy here, but I really can't stay.
But Queenie, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The evening has been
lucky that you
so very nice.
We'll hold your hands there just like ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, but you're
and Father hurting. Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So roll. Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Just to have a drink more.
Put some records on while we pour.
Like
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in
no catch to be had out there.
I wish I
your
knew
eyes
how
are like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
We'll take your hat
your hair looks
I fun. Ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If we move in
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Joe.
Yes?
Don't go.
Oh.
Please don't go away.
Oh, I'd love to stay, but I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
lucky that you
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Sisters are too ambitious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Brother can be such a bore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
Got to get home.
Baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me
it's
your coat.
Up to your knees out there.
You've really been
breathe
grand.
Breathe when you touch your
oh,
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of our lifelong
At least
sorrow.
There will be plenty implied.
If you've got pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold.
Ken Darby for a final word.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to express our sincere and grateful appreciation to Miss Jo Stafford for her appearance tonight as our guest queen.
That was a lot of fun, Ken, and thanks for asking.
Yes, and I was nervous, baby. Thanks also to the other King's men, Bud Lynn, Rad Robinson, and John Dodson, and to Elliot Daniel and the orchestra. And our special thanks to all of you for listening.
Before you close the castle gates, Ken, what will you have for us next week?
Well, the King's men are working on a Gershwin novelty, among other things. And Elliot Daniel and the band will bring us the Teapot Blues. And our guest king next week will be that top-notch recording artist and star of the Carnation Hour, Buddy Clark. This is Ken Darby, hoping you'll be with us again next week. Good night.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax for home, industry, and agriculture, wishing you good night and a shining future.
Rub it on. Wipe it off. Yes, that's how easy it is with Johnson's Car New, the wax fortified auto polish. Because Car New cleans and polishes your car in one easy application. First, Car New cleans your car, cuts through traffic tarnish and road film that water won't touch. Second, Car New polishes your car, makes the whole body sparkle like new. Tomorrow, ask for Johnson's Wax Fortified Car New at your nearest dealer or service station. Cleaning a car can be hard work. Car New saves you a lot of that work while giving your car a Sunday shine. Remember, rub it on, wipe it off. That's all you do. With Car New.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.